Okay, this is the Purim Shir, a.k.a. Michas Chinuch Shir, and it's Sunday night, and it's for the Dalet Adar Sheni, and we're learning Ramban, and then we're going to learn the Quran, hopefully, and Ramban is talking about how historically this weird thing developed, that there's two different days of celebrating Purim, one for the Mukoffin and one for the Ayoros, Krochim, not Mukoffin. What? Forum? Krochim. Okay. So his first chat, at first he brings down those that say that the primary nace happened in Shushan. That was really the biggest danger and the biggest nace, and they obviously celebrated on the 15th, and that was the Yom, that was the 15th,
and
then
nace was
and on the then, 14th. And yeah, okay, and Agav, they took in all the Choshev cities together with Shushan, all the Krochen HaMukoffin, and the others, they went with the Kavu B'Yom Shalayin She'eschilu. That shot is that the model is Shushan, and Shushan was 13 and 14, and they celebrated 15, and that Mamela dragged along all the Mukoffin Choma, because that was the Chosh of the cities, so they took on the same din as Shushan, and the Yaros was 13 and 14, so everybody celebrates Purim the way it historically happened. Not really, but the Mukoffin go along with Shushan, so really the split is, according to this theory, it's Shushan and everybody else, the way it happened. So it's not a surprise if we celebrate Purim the way it happened. Then your question is, why Mukoffin Choma? So that is because they go along with Shushan, because Shushan was the Iker and the capital. So all the Choshuva cities go along and celebrate with Shushan. He doesn't like that there. It's because he says the Iker Nes was grounded also on the 13th of Shushan. The 14th was tacked on. So they really, he doesn't feel it answers the question. So he says as follows. He says, we're in the middle of learning his piece.
Was Shushan a Mukaf for Homa? It's the question.
It was Mukaf for Homa, not Bimei Yeshua Benoam, Bimei Yashas Veirat, but it was a Mukaf Homa. Yeah, all the Choshuva cities were Mukaf Homa. So then the Ramban says that he was mine in the Tzukim, and he says like this. He says that the Yidden were already in Eretz Yisrael. The bulk of the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael. And even though Haman says Yeshua Amechel Mefuzu Meforig Beno Amim, but it wasn't really true. Anshe Knesset Hagdolah with Rov Yisrael, he says, were in Eretz Yisrael, and that's what he says. And later, only a few came more. A few more came with Ezra. That was later. Anyway, so when Achashverosh said Lashma Lagali Abed, so the real sakana was the prosim. The ones without a choma, they were exposed, they were in more danger. Yosem and Hamukoffin. Okay, and he brings up Pesukim and Ezra that it's easier to guard yourself if you have a mukof. They weren't afraid apparently of, maybe they lived in ghettos or they lived amongst themselves, so they're afraid of people coming in from the outside. They weren't afraid of their next door neighbor killing them, apparently, according to Ramban at least. So he says, let's learn what he says. Okay, so I'm saying it over. I'm stupid. I don't
know. Now we think about it, ask questions and stuff.
It's first good to see the whole scope rather than nitpicking. If you have a question that's not nitpicking, okay. Don't nitpick now. We want to see the whole scope of what he says. I'm not yelling at you. I'm telling you what you're sold. Now you're sold in all you're learning. When you're learning an Inyan, don't nitpick. First finish the Inyan, get a picture of what it's talking about, then you can go back and ask questions. but it's going to interrupt your understanding of like the whole subject if you nitpick while you're getting a picture of what's going on. Okay,
once you get the picture,
then you can go back and nitpick.
Then you can really start learning.
Yeah. But don't interrupt the developing of the picture with minor questions. Even though if the questions turn out to be major, that's great. That's good. Like actually, Dr. Shel Torah. But first, get the picture. Okay. So they partied. The 13th, and they celebrated the 14th, Yom Mishnah V'Simcha, and so did Shushan. So the split was between, the Zehoya Mishnas Hanes Levad. Then in the coming years, because everybody was happy, it was a party. Then in coming years, only the Prozim made a Yomtiv, the Yomtiv being the 14th. Mukoffin didn't even bother making a yomtiv. That's what he says. They weren't in such danger. They didn't feel it's something to commemorate for generations to come. So the prozim had Purim on the 14th, and he says this is very meduyik. If you read the psukim of the Megillah, he says you see this because the psukim are like funny, and you're not even aware of it because you're too busy trying to hear every word. But the psukim are funny, and he says this is what the psukim really reflects. That after the events, the next year, really only the prozim celebrated, because they were in a big sakana, and that's why it says, "Alken haYehudim haProzim haYoishim Bori haProzos Osim Mishyom Yudalim Duchaydesh Adar Simcha Mishneh." And Mukafet is not even mentioned in the pasuk. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ruach HaKodesh said, this is major. Purim is major. It's going to be a yomtiv for the whole Klal Yisrael. Omad Mordechai Ubezdino V'ro'u Divreim Shel Prozim. It was like sort of like they celebrated on their own. And then Mordechai said, you guys have the right idea. This is a chosh of a thing.
How did the Mukafi not get the excited and realize there's a miracle that happened to them? That was where Mordechai was with the sack and the peasant, where they did tshuva. The whole word of form is that the Jews did tshuva.
How do you know he's saying the main thing was Prozos?
So how could it be that they thought it's not such a big miracle?
That's called nitpicking.
It says one day. That's not nitpicking.
Explain to you why it's nitpicking.
Men, women, and children
why it's nitpicking. Because you don't like what the Ramban says.
No.
So first learn the Ramban, get the whole picture, and then ask a question.
No.
All you're doing, are you saying I'm learning wrong shot in the Ramban, he doesn't really say that? Okay, so then relax,
Ramban says that, I don't understand.
I want to finish.
We learned on the last year, and
you know how many Perushim the Ramban gives us?
I know,
there?
I've learned a few.
How many? 18,429.
Okay.
And four more came out this year.
Good.
That's 18,433.
So everybody,
you know how many stories there are of what happened? 14,833.
No.
Everybody has a different story. You want? I want to buy you a present.
Many of them agree.
I want to buy you a present. You're going to buy, they put it out in English. The Megillus Esther, according to the Malbim. It's called Turnaround.
Right.
Read it, and you'll say, oh, that's like a completely different story. Wow, that's what happened. Oh, I didn't know that. I'm under the impression something else happened.
No, but there's certain basic things that everybody says.
You're right.
This is a basic.
Right. We can't learn Ramban.
I said Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu.
Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu is to be mafakel yadas, learn a Ramban.
But I have
finish.
A question.
I can't. You don't have to.
It's a question.
Finish. It's a question. Put it aside. It's right now. It's nitpicking. I want you to understand why it's nitpicking. I want you to listen to me. If you're saying that I'm learning wrong pshat in the Ramban,
no.
So then, be mevatel yadas, to the Gedolei HaRishonim. First, learn the Ramban.
We did.
I thought we're in the middle. I'm sorry.
This piece.
You don't stop the Ramban. Have a little respect for the Ramban. Have a little respect for the Ramban. He knew what Purim was, and he wasn't a reform or conservative rabbi. He's the Ramban. Ramban, you know the Ramban?
I'm like an ant.
You know the Ramban? What do you compare to Ramban? An ant, not even an ant. So don't scream that the Ramban doesn't know what he's talking about. How could it be true? You did.
In Beis Midrash, when learning, we learn Gemara, we ask questions and try to understand it. Okay. We argue with each other. It's
you know,
the rice,
so
what's
I'm
that?
Trying to teach you. I'm trying to teach you not to do that till you finish the whole Ramban. Not to interrupt the Ramban. When I give a drosha, if someone would interrupt me in the middle, before I finish my point, before I finish the whole group, I wouldn't shoot him. I would ignore him.
Hang him.
I wouldn't hang him. I would ignore him. I say, let me finish, listen, and then if afterwards you have your question, we'll discuss it. You're the Ramban. You don't interrupt the Ramban in the middle to scream out, how can he say such a thing? Maybe you'll finish. Maybe it'll make sense when he finishes. And say that to him. You don't. You first have to learn the Ramban. You never, did you see this Ramban before Toshin Ayin test?
No.
So then, where's your humility? Ramban, you know what Ramban was?
We always learn everything. You're in a Gemara. How can anybody say anything about the Gemara?
You're like the guy that walks.
So you finish the whole perek or the whole mesech.
I want to ask you, you walk into the shul and you hear people saying, what? What? You just said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And now you're saying, how could that be? Wait, listen to the whole pasuk, listen to the whole paragraph, and you'll find out.
Gemara,
that you don't stop.
So you have to learn the whole Masechta before you ask questions.
If you do, then you do. But you don't.
But nobody will ever. That's not learning. That's not learning Torah.
You're wrong. You don't have a good sense of proportion. You're in the middle of the Ramban.
And it's called Milchamta Shalom.
It's not Milchamta Shalom Torah.
It's called Mischa Deraisa. Where does it come from? Milchamta Shalom.
You have to wait to listen to me.
Not because I think I'm right.
Nothing to do with.
That's how you learn.
Everything you're saying is correct, but it's irrelevant. You don't stop the Ramban in the middle. He's developing a thought, a story. He's giving you a picture of what happened. And you're coming in the middle, it's like a guy saying, what's going on here? How could that be?
Okay.
Hashem's telling me to worship other gods? We just said Hashem, okay, Hashem, Echad. What are you telling me? You're in the middle of a sentence here, in the middle of a paragraph. He's in the middle of talking. He's in the middle of developing the picture of what happened. Maybe he's going to ask your question in three lines. It's not the way to do it. It's not Mohabdah Shul Torah. Mohabdah Shul Torah is to let the Ramban talk. Let him say what he has to say, and then if you have a question, you ask it. But you don't interrupt him in the middle.
The great holding on. I guess the question.
You're funny guy. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
If you interrupt in the middle, that's wrong.
Okay.
Let him say what he's saying, and then see if you have a question. Maybe you do. I'm not negating your question.
So in other words, one can, one may finish.
When you're finished.
Okay, when you're finished, but okay.
Not okay. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, because the Amoraim and the Tanaim were, I think, even, you know, even higher than the Ramban. But, and we asked that in order to understand.
Funny guy.
Okay.
Did I say you can't ask questions on the Ramban?
No, you said first finish the Ramban and then ask.
That's right. Very good. Excellent. Let's go. Okay. So the Ramban says that that's why it's meduyik the psukim in the Megillah, that all the Megillah talks about is the prozim. Al ken ayudim ha-prozim, ha-yoshim bari ha-prozos, ha-yoshim mishayim yudadu l'choy deshadu simchum mishnah, ho-yi huskuru kan mukafam klal. And the Megillah, like, weirdly, only talks about the prozim, because only the prozim celebrated. Remember, they're doing this on their own. There was no voice from on high telling them, I'm instituting a yomtiv. This is the people. The people on their own celebrate it. So Ramban says, what?
Spontaneously.
Yeah. She's saying only the prozim who were in a heavy-duty sakana celebrated. The Mukhafim didn't celebrate. Then Chazal came along, Mordechai Ubeis Dino. They saw the Ruach HaKodesh. They had an asmachta from the Torah that they should celebrate the down. There was a big downfall of Amalek here. They should celebrate this Yom Tov of Purim. For Ro Devrayim Shel Prozim, they saw what the Prozim did. Sheroy Hanesozeh Lasuch Lozecha LeDoros. For all I know, it's for the reason that Yehoshua Man said, because there was an amazing Kabbalah Satorah Biyava, and it was unbelievable. And this is something that's worthy for the whole Klal Yisrael. Maybe they even yelled and said, what's the matter with you people? How could you not celebrate this Yontif? So, till now he was saying the history of the story of what happened. And any kasha you have is a kasha of a maisa. Then Mordechai Ubeis Dino came, and Ruach HaKodesh Prada also, and instituted a Yontif, and they did it for Kovu also Al Kol Yisrael. Because the truth is, they were all in a suffix sakana. Maybe they didn't feel it, maybe they didn't realize it, but they were all in a suffix sakana. For Roy Lahaktim Prozum Lemukofim, but he still maintains that the Prozum were not 100% wrong. Their sakana was more, and therefore the Prozum should celebrate first. And because they were the initiators of celebrating, because they were inspired to celebrate, so it makes sense that their celebration of the day should precede the Mukafin. They should have a special status and come first. Raman struggling, not within these 2 days. He's saying it's like a reward. Because they got the ball rolling by spontaneously celebrating, so it's ro'oi, it's worthy, it's appropriate for them to have Purim first. Roy lahakdim prozum lemukovim. They show you nisam gadol. B'shem is tefila b'mitzvah tefila. Losus lem levadav yomtiv. We want to give covet to the prozim for being so in tune. He's saying two reasons. First of all, he is sort of agreeing that they were in a bigger sakana than the mukovim. He then says, and also they started.
Well, I agree. Why? He said she went back on that?
No.
He didn't go back on that. He just said, well, it's clear. They were in a bigger sakana. That's why they saw it.
Yeah, that's my point. My point is he's not arguing with that reality that they felt. They were in a sakana and the Mukovim didn't celebrate at all. So when Mordechai was Gezer Purim, he's saying he wanted to give the Prozim a special status to celebrate first. And two reasons. First of all, because Taka, they were in a bigger sakana. So that means he's not saying, fools, you were all in the same sakana. He's agreeing that the Prozim were in a bigger sakana. And second of all, because they were inspired to celebrate, so they get like a special status and they go first. So the idea was that they should Taka come first. L'fikach kavu yontif shel Prozim b'yomon, v'shehem yuchad lahem. They should have like their own status of celebration because of these two reasons. Mishal Mukofin Kavul Biyom Noach Shol Shushan. And that's why later, Sukkim later, it says, Vayichta Mordechai is Advorim O'Ele, Vayishlach Svorim O'Kol Hayudim, Mishal Mukol Medinos, Amalach HaChashveros, Hakrovim L'Rechokim, L'Kayim Aleim. And here it says, L'Yososim Is Yom Yudalim V'Yom Tezvov, Kloma Sholach Lahem, don't say you weren't in a sakana. You really were. The Kiblu Yisrael Aleim Hadavar. And they accepted it. The Kiblu HaYehudim Eisasher Hechelu Lasos V'Eisasher Kosov Mordechai Aleim. He says, if you look carefully at the Pesukim of the Megillah, it really reflects the picture I'm presenting, says the Ramban. That's they celebrated on their own just 14, because that's how the Pesukim of the Megillah read. And then when Mordechai was conveyed on the Yomtiv, he said, okay, you guys get to keep 14 as your own day, as a, we call it a reward, in recognition of the fact that you decided to celebrate. But Mukofin, Rabosai, you were Sakana too. Make no mistake about it. And therefore you're going to celebrate with Shushan, which you're celebrating on the 15th. He's trying to give a rationale.
Yep. The Gemara actually has that as a Havamina. Maybe Mukofen shouldn't have Purim at all, just Shushan and the Prozim. So lo tiknu eloma shehisnu bo, shechilu bo, veishivotu lav Yisrael ninu, l'shloach l'miktus Yisrael v'lo l'kulam v'od v'hodu v'at kushksin, l'chsimim mitzvot v'shel Mordechai el kol ha-Yehudim v'shel m'chol medinu v'shel zveirosh, ha-kroivu v'rachokim, t'haynu m'hodu v'at kush, v'im kol zeho Yisrael. Okay.
What
was
the Havamina Gemara? Mukafim shouldn't have
Purim? Well, I don't know if the Havamina, it's a Gemara's Kasha. Maybe Prozim, Yudalit, and Mukafim not at all.
Why?
The Rabban is explaining. The Rabban says, I understand why not. No, because in the Gemara, because the Sukkim never say that Mukafim celebrate Purim. Sukkim never say. The Sukkim say the Yudalit and Prozim celebrated Yudalit, and then when it says Mordechai sent them letters, it says to celebrate the 14th and the 15th. But because, so maybe both. So the Gemara says, because it says the word ve'es in the middle. So it's splitting up. Some the 14th, some the 15th. So maybe it means the Prozim the 14th and Shushan the 15th, but Mukofen not at all. Because there's no status of Mukofen reflected in the Megillah. All it says is Prozim. It doesn't say Mukofen.
Fight the war.
What?
Mukafin
asked
for another day to fight the war.
Shushan.
Shushan means Shushan.
Yeah. No, Shushan we know.
Okay.
So there was Shushan, but the Gemara says, Vayma Mukafin Klau Klalo, the Gemara Megillah, it means, I tell the Megillah, the 14th and the 15th. So Rashi explains. It would be the 14th for the Prozim and 15th for Shushan. But maybe Mukafin don't celebrate Purim at all. So the Gemara says, this is all afterwards. Anyway, so once again, the picture that Ramban's painting, it's a long Ramban. We have a way to go still. I see we're not getting too far. And then the Ran's going to come and argue with the whole Ramban. But the picture Ramban's painting is that most of the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael. And the Sakana of Purim were primarily Prozim, and Eretz Yisrael was not built up yet, so they didn't have chomos. They had open cities, and he brings down Pesukim and Ezra that reflect that. So the bulk of the Yidden who were in Eretz Yisrael, which is really a historical anomaly, which is what the Ran's going to say, like, what? But he says that's where the Sakana was, and it was Memela for the Prozim, and they, on their own, they celebrated the Mukofin. You know, they celebrated the first year because it's a party. But afterwards, they didn't feel. But then Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh, and he said, "You're making a big mistake. You're in a sakana too. And you, but we want to give the Prozim their own day to celebrate." That's how the Ramban looks at Purim. That it's the Prozim are the ones with the special status, and they get to celebrate a day before everyone else. Because, But Klal Yisrael was still afraid to celebrate Purim publicly. This is reflected in the Gemara. And he's explaining the Pesukim of the Megillah, really. But this was really a Gemara that they were still afraid. They thought the Goyim would.
Where's that reflected?
Kina. What? Sholcha Esther, Kina at Kavuni Ladora. So he said, Kina at Moreris Olenu. You're making a kinna. It's like we're poking the goyim in the eye. We're making fun of them that they lost so badly to the Yidden. When they wanted to be kavei the yontiv, so at first they objected until they found a remez in the Torah that they should. He's working it out in the Pesukim. that Esther decreed this celebration. Veshuv lo nisyaru shayu omrim mitzvos hamalka anuosin. This is a very interesting interpretation of the Gemara. The Gemara answers a very interesting interpretation. The Gemara's words in its answer is that we're written, the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara, their answer was, we're already in the history books of the Goyim. So it's a known story already, so they're not going to accuse us of dancing on their graves. The Ramban apparently interprets this not as we're in the history books already, but we're doing what the Malka said. The Malka decreed a holiday celebration, we're following the Malka's sivui. That's how Ramban very obviously is interpreting the Gemara's answer. The Zel Shekosuv, and again he's going back to the Pesukim of the Megillah, that Tichta Vester Amalka Mordechai Yehudi is called Tokev Lekayim Esigeres Apurim Eilich Mihazos. Hashem is Zel Tam Chilek Atakonu Leprozen of Mukovin the Hainu Darmin and Prozen of Mukovin the Chsiv Gabi Megillah the Hanu Miglu the Hanu Michsu Odimum Shem the Hanu Mignu the Hanu Lomignu. It's all the idea of a book of Choma and a prozim has to do with the protection of the city from its enemies. So one perspective is the etzem protection of the Choma, and the other one is just when you have a Choma, you're more
exposed.
You're less exposed. When you have a Choma, you're not exposed. And therefore, the Gemara wants to know about Tveria, that on one side of the city is the ocean, or the Kinneret.
They're both in Yanam of protection?
They're both in Yanam of protection, but one is the protection of a wall, and one's like being exposed. The difference is the Yam. It's easier to see what the Gemara means when you think of the Yam. In the Yam, they're exposed, but they're not. Which way is the goal?
They're
exposed, but they're protected. Because you have to come by Yam to invade. There's a protection
and with the
there.
Wall, and with the wall, they're both.
Yeah. Gemara wants to know, what's the point of the wall? But what the Ramban's pointing out is that according to everybody, the point of the wall is guarding against enemies. The Gemara just wants to know in exactly what way are you guarding against your enemies. But, you know, it's not the chashivas of the city. It's the protection against enemies. All the time it is Akanta Mishum Hatzolah, who Dismul Mukofan Hatzolah, the Mignu Bechomosum and Elchomim, who the Michsu Mitamri Mioivim, Achel Birano Aksuvim, the Tama Takona Shechulku, Hanes Lishne Yomim. For Hoya Royal Fizes, as the Ramban. Following along this, Shaprozum Mimeach Hashverosh, you called me the Mukofan Shabiyomov. So everything should be told in Mimeach Hashverosh. Rabul Yeshua Benunia, where does that come in? Everything should be the way we just explained it. Everything should be that. Ella, the fish hoya ikar anes losin shemeris Yisrael. Indeed, Rabban the Shitasa, that the main nes happened to the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, who were prozim, but lamaisa it happened in Eretz Yisrael, the main nes. That's what we learned. The yosach hareva, and there was no chomer yet. Shadayin labonim boklum. The Shas Aliyosan, very shvach, they didn't build up the land yet. There was no infrastructure. Leroy, they didn't want Sheyir Yishalayim Rakodesh, Bechol Ore Yehuda V'Yisrael HaBetzuros Nidonus Kori HaProzim. It was not nice. It was pasnish. Treating them like prozim is as impas. Bechziru Inyan the Yoshua. Even though that really sort of uproots the whole historical flow of events that led to the Yom Kippur.
Ramban said this a little while ago that the Razim, they were the heroes. That's why they got a pras to go first.
Yeah, but it's still apparently a bizoyon to make a public declaration that Eretz Yisrael was chorev at the time. Even though it in a sickle doesn't make sense because that's the whole celebration is followed along that historical reality. It's almost as if you're counterintuitively making them into Mukaf Choma and celebrating the 15th, when the whole story, according to Ramban, happened with them because they were present and happened the 14th. I mean, the 13th. But you want to give cover to Eretz Yisrael? Okay, I have to stop here. What?